Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Public Square app and Patriot Gold Group. Thanks for being here. So we're talking about having the courage to stand up against, well, the blatant now attack on the church. It will only get more blatant, more and more people will become awakened to what's really going on. But all of this, everything you see in our culture today, the point of it is to ultimately destroy the church. What got us on this is a school district in Utah removing the Bible from the library because of its vulgarity and violence. It's a hate book. And if you read it, you're a hateful person. And if you preach from it, you're spewing hate speech and you need to be shut down. That is the ultimate goal. It's not the next step. It's the ultimate goal of all of this. And we talked about how the Nazis took over the church, infiltrated and took over the church. Back then, there was no separation of church and state. We know the truth that what Thomas Jefferson meant, what our founding fathers meant about the separation of church and state, was to prevent the state from interfering in the affairs of the church. And we've flipped it around into preventing the church from having any influence in the government. That's completely backwards and obviously not what our founding fathers ever would have fathomed in any way. But back then in Germany, there was no separation. The church and the state were the same. And maybe that can work out okay if your government is led by a pretty Christian guy. But when your government is led by Hitler, that's not going to work. So the government, the Führer, slowly and surely infiltrated and completely flipped and perverted everything about the church, to the point where there were about 18,000 pastors, preachers in Germany at the time. 3,000 were totally pro-Hitler. 3,000 were completely against, which left 12,000 in the middle. 12,000, I don't know what to do. Let's just kind of see which way the wind blows. Let's see how it works out. 12,000 preachers who were unwilling to stand up and take a stand against pure evil as they saw it in their own country. Unwilling to take a stand because they didn't want to get involved in politics. So the 3,000 who remained wrote the Barman Declaration. And I find this to be relevant to us again today, because we have made idols out of everything around us, everything except worshiping God. We've idolized our jobs. We idolize our comfort. We idolize our money. We idolize security. We idolize being liked. Many preachers have idolized being popular, having a full church. And we have forgotten two of the principles that the confessing church in Germany risked their lives to declare. Number one, Jesus Christ is the one word of God that we must hear, trust, and obey in life and in death. John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 10, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. I want to combine that first principle with principle number two from the Barman Declaration in Germany. Just as Jesus Christ is God's assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins, so, and with the same seriousness, he is also God's mighty claim upon our whole life. Through him, we experience a joyful deliverance from the godless fetters of this world to a free, grateful ministry to his creatures. I love this. Godless fetters of the world. Fetters are like chains. So the godless chains of the world.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
But the idea of both of these is that there is no other Lord of our life. That's it. The Lord of most people's lives is me, myself, and I. What I think, what I believe, what I want, how I feel. And in this made-up religion that people have come up with over just the last few decades even, there are no sins. I don't sin, just like the Nazis said the German people. Don't sin. We don't either. Nothing new under the sun. Today we're told the word of God is hate speech. And Jesus, just in my lifetime, Jesus was at best a kind of a smart guy who didn't and said some kind of good things like love your neighbor. But in my lifetime, he will be turned into the king of the bigots. And anyone who dare follows him is an absolute hater and bigot himself. So we have to have a conviction that first, truth comes from God alone. And the Bible is where we need to go to find that truth. And the second conviction is that Jesus is the Lord of our life and the Lord of all aspects of our life, not just Sunday morning. And there are no other authorities in our life, be it a dictator in 1935 or all the pagan satanic influences of today that are leading us away from God. It is God alone. He is Lord of all of our life and in every way. Quick story. There was a pastor, preacher in Germany, Niemöller. He's the guy who came up with that quote, first they came for the Jews and I didn't do anything. Whatever, right? First they came for the socialists and I'm not a socialist, so I didn't do anything. So he thought that he could meet with Hitler and be nice, and then Hitler would be nice back and we can save Hitler. So they do. He does. He meets Hitler face to face. And Hitler started screaming at him, "I'm the one who built the Third Reich. You just worry about your sermons." Meaning you silly Christian, you just stay in your little box. You stay in your little corner. You worry about your sermons. I'll worry about all the important stuff. I'll worry about all the other stuff. I'll worry about ruling Germany. You focus on your little stuff and I'll focus on the big important stuff. And Christians know that Jesus is the big important stuff, that God is all that matters. And all the truth that we ever need to know is in his word.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.